you are like me at all, then you are constantly texting people, can I use your space today? We are at 1871 many times where I use a space or I get text messages from my friends, Lane Campbell, name drop, who text me and says, hey, are you around 1871 today? We need a place to park. And that problem is sort of a challenge because you've got to wait for your friends to say, yes, you can. There's no real collaborative way to organize what office you're going to be working out of. And so it's kind of a pain in the ass. What we're going to try to do today is talk to the guys over at Breather. The Chicago GM, Toby Ciattone, is joining me here to talk about how Breather is a network of practical, beautifully designed private spaces where you can work, meet, and relax. I'm Scott Catoon, and this is TechNori Live. Toby, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you. I mean, Danielle is here. She's just here in spirit maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like she's dead, so that's not as good. I need Daniela to be here, not here, but not dead.
Right, right.
Because
all's well there.
Yeah, good. Because she's going to be having a booth at the next TechNori event, which I just want to plug real quick here.
Yeah.
With our TechNori event, which where Breather's going to have a booth, so people should come and check them out and learn more about it if you don't learn enough here on the show. A new thing we're going to be doing is having these booths where companies that are operating in Chicago that are beneficial to the Chicago startup community can actually get a booth and come on TechNori and come to the TechNori events and sort of show the crowd like, hey, we're here. Use us.
That's great. Those are very successful events for us. So,
This is going to be the first booth. Is going to be Breather, the first main, not TechNori owned or TechNori partnered company.
Right on. I think booth. That's how we ended up meeting.
Was it is
through TechNori. Event.
Well, Danielle is amazing. She actually came to the TechNori event on my first one and was very gracious, very nice to me, and then took me to some awesome coffee shop where we met. I'm sure you know what it is. It's the
Fabcakes.
Bam.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Another plug, Fabcakes. We want free stuff. But yeah, let's get to Breather and sort of what that all is. What would you say, Toby, is the mission of Breather, frankly?
The mission of Breather is to create beautiful spaces for people to work in that are private. So it's a little bit of a different model than what exists today, where you might have to go to a shared workspace and kind of fight over the coffee machine and schedule out conference rooms and our model is really based on the individual at any point jumping on our platform and saying, hey, I want that space over there. I want it for this amount of time, and I don't want to be bothered with anything else.
Can I say I'm a millennial barely. I'm not a millennial in my brain, though. I'm tired of the collaboration thing. And I come from an innovation background. That's what I do, other than this stuff.
Yeah.
The collaboration is good when it's good. It's good when it's supposed to be done when you have an agenda. It is nothing but a distraction for me when I go into 1871 or any office that, for that matter, and I don't have an ability to hop in a private space and collect my thoughts and sort of go through the things, the ideation process that is sort of my own.
Yep.
Without people looking over your shoulder or just interrupting you for coffee or drinks or talking sports or whatever.
Well, I think you and I are probably on the same level here. I've worked out of multiple iterations of those shared workspaces, both here and in Philadelphia, in D.C.
I love Philly.
Distracting is a perfect word for it, I think. I have a hard time getting work done. When I need to be productive, I kind of need to silo a little bit, right? And that's what Breather spaces allow for. You can also have larger team offsite meetings there.
Yeah.
So the spaces are...
Which we did. We had a previous guest on here, Shaylee Barnwall, who has Elevate K-12. I had her on the show, and then our very first meeting was at a Breather.
Yeah, she kind of was a good chunk of my June revenue.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So Daniela met her on the elevator at your event.
Yep.
And it was just kind of kismet. They chatted, and she ended up booking for a good week and a half solid with us. So
she's very awesome. Happy. She's a total total power horse. And Breather is one of those things. It enabled us to have meetings, and we actually brought another company, Aris, which will be on a TechNori event actually in New York. He came to the Breather space as well and was like, holy cow, our main plant stuff is out in Elk Grove. This would be great. I'm glad to see that TechNori is sort of, I guess that proves that it's a great fit to have Breather at TechNori, because this is what companies really need. And I think, to your point, you want to have the ability to collaborate, which you do with Breather. We had the whiteboard space. We had, I'm forgetting his name off the top of my head right now, Tony Posada, or I can't remember who it was. He was coming in to help to sort of coordinate and make this meeting go well for us all.
Yep.
It was a great experience. And then also at the same time, if you wanted to dive off for a minute and take a nap on the couch, or you wanted to just sort of gather your own thoughts, there were spaces for that. I think this is awesome.
Great, great. Well, thanks for saying so. Our customers tend to say the same thing so far, so that's good. A lot of our customers are using the spaces specifically for business, like those team offsites that you just mentioned. Yep. And we've got a program called Breather for Teams that specifically helps the admins that set those up. So it's free. And it offers a dashboard. It offers direct bill. So they can control who's on the company credit card and who isn't. So we're developing tools to really help out that type of event because we see that more people are using that than for other things like crashing out or other things. But we do see a lot of photographers and creatives come in. It's kind of fun to see, actually. It's an interesting PR story, how many different use cases there are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think one of the unique parts, I think, about Breather, like you said, it's a network of different offices. So it's many different flavors, and you don't necessarily always know. I mean, I'm sure you can coordinate, like, I want to be in this location or whatever.
Yep.
But if you just take them randomly, you really will find, like, certain ones are just better for other things. And I think that's what's different from, like, WeWorks, Industrious, things like that, that people go into and it's a block office. It's one huge space. It's very nice. It's got its bar and all that stuff, but it's just glass dividers. This is really uniquely different. It's like a carved out little cool niche space in all kinds of different buildings, highly coordinated, which is, you know, very helpful.
Yeah. And one thing that you'll see in every Breather space, or several things, you're always going to get free Wi-Fi.
Good Wi-Fi?
It is.
All right.
I install it myself.
Oh, well,
with,
then.
With a hi-fi from
I recommend
from
if, you, if you're having trouble, you should probably talk to the guys at IT Savvy. I think they're in there somewhere.
Probably should. We're always going to have two kind of separate areas. One that's going to be more business-focused with a conference room table, probably a flat screen with Apple TV hooked up to it, always a whiteboard. Then there's always going to be that second area that's going to have a couch. It's going to have a chair. A lot of cool books. So you really can use the space.
What's the price
model
on this sort of stuff? So like if I'm, you know, a team versus if I'm an individual photographer, what kind of price model, how would I know what to select and what I expect to pay?
Sure. In general, the more expensive a space is, the larger the space is going to be and the more people it's going to hold. Right now we've got prices starting at $40. I don't have a space right now that's higher than $49. That's probably going to change at some point. But we also
And how long is that for?
How long is that? That's for 1 hour.
1 hour, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And you can take it for as little or as long as needed. We also have half price on full day reservations right now, which is stellar.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, $350 for an entire offsite, which is, you know,
it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's going to rival any other offsite situation you look at.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very cool. Where exactly is Breather? Like, where did that come from? What was the origin of Breather? Where did that all?
Well, the name itself, I'm not sure, but I know where the company's origin came from. Started in Montreal. Julian Smith, our founder. Much like any
other... We're plugging
other
Canadians? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm okay with it.
And happily so. Canadians. Happily so. He was traveling around for business and was getting frustrated because he was trying to do work out of a coffee shop or, you know, out of these conference rooms and hotels and stuff, and said, you know what? There's got to be a better way. That's usually how companies start, right?
Good ones.
And so that's what happened. Yeah, he developed a plan for Montreal to launch these spaces. And I think the initial concept was to be a little bit more relax and enjoy than business focused.
I was going to say, because, I mean, you know, we've had a couple branding experts on the show. And one of the things we always talk about is sort of the relation of it. And I imagine with the term Breather, if I had to take a stab at the origin of that, it would have to be take a break, take a relaxation moment, sort of step outside of it, walk out of your office and go into somebody else's and just kind of
push away. And a lot of our rooms have yoga mats in them and things like that. So we want to promote that as part of our core brand, that, you know, take a break and relax, take a breather. But we're now talking more about the business use cases. So once we moved to New York and launched there, we quickly realized, well, there's a lot of opportunity for business here, and not just necessarily the take a break and relax. So adding flat screens to the rooms and making sure they all had whiteboards and conference room tables was part of that kind of switch.
What would you say, I mean, from a growth standpoint, I don't know if you can comment on this, but since you guys came to Chicago and it started sort of, you know, it went from I heard about it from somebody else and now seeing it fairly regularly, which is great. Mm-hmm. What would you say is a growth trajectory, at least in Chicago, or if you can speak to more on Breather anywhere else? You
know? Well, I mean, explosive would be a name that, or a word that comes to mind.
That's a good term.
Yeah. The Chicago market has launched, well, it's been around for about 3 months now, and business is booming.
So that's the thing that it's crazy to me is like, I mean, I guess that it shows to the organizational quality that you guys have as well as just the overall product itself, because there's a million shared space stuff things going on. There really is. I mean, there's just every time I turn around, there's another, I've got a co-op, I've got a space you can bring your company incubator, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
And they're all the same.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that there's a saturation yet.
No,
necessarily. I mean, because they keep opening.
Yeah. And well, if you have excess space, it's a shared economy that we're really moving into. So, I mean, it's not going to change or saturate until we run out of space.
Yeah.
But there is a differentiation as to who does it the right way and who does it in a way that, in my opinion, is interesting because you guys started from a relaxation kind of set away from work for a second, and the reality is. If you make it more of a job or a task for me to get another space, I'm probably not going to go with you. You literally, the term breather, which meant originally kind of a relaxing space, is now sort of a relaxing task. We make it really easy for you to take space, which I would argue is probably the main reason why you guys are blowing up.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to describe it. I would say the biggest differentiator of us and all those others is the privacy part. Yeah. Well, two things. The privacy part, A, the ease of the technology. So you just download the app, and that's give us a credit card and your name, and that's pretty much all you need to do.
Yeah.
And you don't need to touch us at all. There's no front desk. There's no, you know, high five to the guy.
It's like Airbnb for offices.
Yeah. We've actually in the past compared it more to kind of like a car sharing model than an Airbnb model, but that, and we don't ask for a membership fee or an obligation. So the use-as-you-go model is a big deal. So when I would work launching brands in, say, Philly or D.C. that I mentioned earlier, I would have to go research which company I wanted to sign up with. I would have a six-month agreement. You know, it was a pain, but it was a labor of love at the time because there was nothing else available. And I would have been a huge Breather customer over the last 10 years if it had been around.
I think most of the guests we've had on the show are going to be, if they aren't already, Breather customers. Obviously, we've had a handful that already are Breather customers, so this is cool. Thank you, Toby, for taking the time to come in and talk to us a little bit about what Breather is. We're looking forward to having you at the Technori event and having your booth open. I recommend everyone stop by and ask you questions and bother you. And
of course. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate being here.
Where do they go to download that app?
Breather.com.
Breather.com.
There
you
go.
Heard it right there, Breather.com.
Well, or on the iOS store or Android store.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing. Like, not to get off on a tangent quickly, but I stopped saying that, and somebody said to me the other day, like, why don't you say, like, where to download the app? It's like, really?
There's
like 81% of this population here has, like, where do you go to blackberry.com and download the app. You'll be the only person there. The keynote has been announced for the July Technori Showcase. It's Coco Mears. We could not be more excited. If you don't know who Coco is, she recently, June 2015, sold her company pretty quick to Groupon, so that's pretty awesome to have a Chicago-based startup be sold to another Chicago-based startup who happens to be a giant. Tickets for the showcase are still available. It's Tuesday, July 26th at Chase Auditorium. Please go to technori.com and pick up your tickets immediately before they go out, and use the promo code WGN for a little discount. I'm not going to tell you how much. You got to get there and find out yourself. You can stream this episode more on WGNbusiness.com or download each episode on iTunes, and please stay up to date by following us on Facebook and Twitter @Technori, or follow me @Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.